Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY18 results conference call of Pennard Industries Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nikhar Jain of Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for giving us this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Manoj Chaturvedi, Head of Corporate Planning, Mr. Krishna Prasad, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Jill Deviprasad, Investor Relations. I would now hand over the call to the gentlemen for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good morning to you all, yeah. This is Krishna Prasad, CFO of Pennard Industries. The quarter ending FY18, we have recorded on standalone 300 crore of net revenue compared to 245 crore of the corresponding year last year, which is around some 23% is the total increase. EBITDA margin also increased by 46% when compared to the same quarter of last year. In consolidation, we had recorded around 417 crore of net turnover compared to 395 crore, which is 5% growth. EBITDA margin has increased compared to the corresponding quarter of last year, around 13%. In 9 months standalone, we have done around 890 crore of turnover compared to 710 crore of turnover of quarters. Yeah, as far as segment performance is concerned, Steel BU has done 164 crore compared to 137 crore of last year, same quarter. Tube has increased from 38 crore to 50 crore. Railways, we have improved from 47 crore of last year, same quarter, to 55 crore of this year. Industrial components from 15 crore to 19 crore in this year. Steel BU has increased its turnover on year-on-year basis, 19%. Tube has reported consistent increase in their turnovers, and it is reporting around a 32% growth compared to last quarter, the same quarter of last year. Railways has increased by 17%, and industrial components by 20%. The total gross sales of 9 months of current quarter, current year, is around 1,470 compared to the same of last year, around 1,177. We are in right path of growth as far as turnovers are concerned and also our EBITDA margins. Standalone EBITDA margin is around 857 compared to net profit is 8.57 crore compared to 5 crore of last year, same quarter. The Vizag plant is in full operation, and the results have started flowing, and most probably in the next quarter, we will be having full-fledged operational efficiency reflected in our turnovers and margins. We had the CapEx plans for this year, which we are concentrating in railways and tubes and the components majorly. In a particular pocket of Steel BU, the solar segment. All these most probably will be completed by Q2 of last year, next year. From H2 of next year, entire results will start flowing, and which will anyhow consolidate the position of a standalone company. We are in the process of the merger and the related whatever the government agencies approval, just like the BSE stock exchanges and SEBI and filing with NCLT. Everything is in progress, and it is going as per the timelines what we prefer to be. It will be concluded most probably that exact date and all that will come back once the step-by-step operations are completed. We had the same thing, and anyhow, I will hand over to the operator to have any questions and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of S. Mehrotra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Could you give us the, you know, the business line-wise order book that you have today? You mentioned 90 crores for the railway division. Could you also give us a similar update for the tube division, the steel products division, and the industry products division?
See, order book for us is something different from when you want to compare with the infrastructure segment and all. They will be having order books which is going to be something sizable. But then sometimes it may go into years together. But our order book is something related to the cycle of our production. Our production cycle is something like even 7 to 15 days. So on, it is more or less in all other segments except for solar and railways. All other segments are having the flow of orders as delivery schedules. It will be not having as such the order book as such. So that significance is not much than related to my performance. But in those two cases of solar and railways, we are having order book of in solar, we are having roughly around 5 to 6 months of order book, and in railways, we are having around 9 to 11 months of order book.
Okay. The other, at the AGM, you had guided for 30% growth, and there were some expansion plans that you mentioned about. There's a new plant at Velchal, and also an expansion in your tubes division. Could you give us an update on these expansions? Are they moving on track, and do you still stand by your guidance of 30% top-line growth?
We are having expansion plans, which CapEx plan of last year we completed, and that started in Q3. The completion has done more in the middle of Q3, and the results figures are anyhow evident from our performance and the top line growth. So we are in line with whatever the CapEx plans and whatever our projections are there. And we had anyhow implementing another CapEx plan for this year, which we want to complete by H1 of next year. And that starts, it will be continuation to our growth plan. And it will take the company to further heights.
Okay. But for the next year, you would be guiding top line growth of 30%, right? That's very much on track.
It is a high double-digit growth anyhow. But you see, as far as the exact tonnage or percentage is concerned, it will be somewhat very difficult to pronounce. But definitely we will be in right path and we will be doing the double digit growth.
Yeah, thank you, sir. One last question is on the merger between PEBL and Tenar Industries.
Yeah.
As I understand, PEBL is not doing too well right now. The merger ratio is unfavorable to the Tenar Industries. So what is the thought process behind this merger, and how will it benefit Pennar Industries?
We, in a standalone company and also in our holding companies also, in subsidiaries, we are having mix of our products. So once, see, the overall company, if you want to say, it is going to be driven by the total environment, whatever, wherever we are in. So if the overall performance may be slightly good or slightly less, but when we compare the individual elements, that is the mix of the whatever products we are doing, in mix we didn't miss the contribution levels or performance. But sometimes if you take a Pepsi, but most probably that was already talked in their conference call. So in the mix, whatever is there, in that, in the particular, just like your structural segment or pre-engineered segment, the margins are okay. But the mix of that segment compared to in the turnover, because of that, overall performance is having a slightly red in nature. But RSN, they are also doing satisfactorily well in that particular product line.
Now, my question was on the merger ratio. It is unfavorable to Pennar Industries. So,
I don't think it is going to be unfavorable. Yeah, but the thing is, it is going to give the company and whoever may be the stakeholders as on a whole, everybody is going to be get benefited, and it is a decision taken in favor, and that is the decision taken by the independent directors of the board to benefit all the stakeholders. And it is going to, you know, increase the strength, and ultimately it is going to be beneficial to the shareholders only. Everything will flow to shareholders with whatever the share price and all the benefits.
Okay. And one last question, sir. Where do you see your growth mainly coming on? I mean, we moved from a legacy business where our margins are lower. Now, the idea we were told when I was there at the AGM was that you are moving towards businesses where your EBITDA is greater than 10 and your return on capital employed is greater than 20. So you all were at that point of time in the process of identifying new lines of business. And there was also talk of some purchase of some land, say 100 kilometers from Hyderabad to take care of this expansion. So have you identified those new lines of business, and where do you see the future growth of the company coming from?
See, the company is established precisely when long back, it is on CRCA, and from there onwards we are moving only in value addition chain. So whatever we are adding, whichever may be the business, either in steel business or tube, whichever segment you want to say, all our investments are going into only forward integration at a high value margin additions only. So, and also, whatever you are mentioning that land acquisition and all, it is in line with whatever the requirements, whatever the projections we had for our turnover growth. And we are in right path. And whatever we are planning for further expansions or further capex plan, it is at a double-digit contribution level and ROC of around 22-25% of ROC levels. Without that, we are not moving ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Ashmore Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this question. And the question that I had was, you know, when I look at the Pennar Industries presentation this time, we haven't broken out division-wise EBIT numbers for steel products, tubes, railways, industrial components. Could you share those, please?
That we will be able to share you once if you come offline, and we can able to share it with
you. Okay. And what was the solar revenue in the standalone company?
Solar revenue this year we will be touching around 320 crore above.
In the standalone company, this doesn't take into account what you have in PEBS?
No.
Okay, and how are the margins behaving in solar given the kind of pricing pressure that we are seeing in solar projects?
As of now, we are able to sustain with whatever the margins we are at and with whatever we have followed for last several months. But there is some slight pressure in margins. But as of now, we are able to get the margin levels at double digit.
Because this is a very large piece of your standalone revenues. So if there is any significant pressure here, it could...
That is why we want to de-risk with this one, and individual components of any BU. We want to, that is why we have gone for vehicle plant and other expansions in railways, tubes, and also in components, to see that whenever it is possible to take advantage, yes, we will be taking advantage because of the business situation. And if it is on the negative side, we should be protecting the turnovers with the right approach for... the expansion plan. Most probably it will be get protected with whatever our capex plans for this year and the next year, which is going to be there.
Okay, and one more question I had is that, you know, in your opening remarks just before the phone call got disconnected, you mentioned that at the consolidated level your EBITDA margins increased, but in your presentation on slide 5 you show them as declining. So did I miss something there?
Cash profit has increased by 13%. EBITDA margins, there is some 20 base points as reduction, correct.
Okay, so EBITDA was largely flat and I'm assuming all
more
of that
less,
is...
More or less it is there.
Year on year, EBITDA is largely flat, correct?
On consolidation.
And that's mostly because of the decline in PBS.
Slightly it is AIS connected to that.
Okay, and last question from my side is Enviro. What was the revenue in what was the revenue in the last quarter and the year to date 9 months?
Just a moment.
Yeah, it is 27 crore.
Okay.
And up to 9 months, it is around 73 crore.
73 crore, and this is now profitable at an EBIT level?
Yeah, it is at EBITDA level.
And PAT would be nominal number with not much contribution. Is that a fair statement?
It is based on that particular business. Yes, it is doing very well, but the numbers are very small. That's why that absolute number may look like a very small. But in their own capacity, they are doing very well.
Okay.
Because compared to that, as to be compared to with the 72 crore, it cannot be compared with the total turnover of 1500 crore and all that. So, margins are quite satisfactory.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Atul Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is regarding the plant manufacturing basically. Are the plant ready for the ambitious project of bullet train? Is the part can be manufactured or some more investment would be required to make the plant ready for these kind of projects?
Yeah, we are in touch with the concerned authorities. And as of now, because that bullet train manufacturing and indigenizing that particular concept, it takes at least for us, it takes another 1 or 2 years. So, but in the meantime, we are concentrating on the integrated coach factory, modern coach factory, and also RCF. And in wagon section also, we are improving a lot. Anyhow, we are in talk with the BEML for the metro coaches.
Okay.
And in right way, yes, we are putting our CapEx to see that whatever the future anticipation is there, it is being met.
Okay. So, means the company will be in part of manufacturing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is from the line of S. Mehrotra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to check on the sale of the of your solar division to Greenco. Have you received the money for that 100 crores that was supposed to come in?
We are in the process and most probably entire transaction will be closed in another 10 to 15 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Ashmore Investment Management. Please go ahead.
So, one quick question on CapEx. In this financial year, what will be the total CapEx and what is your plan for the next financial year, March 19?
In this financial year, we will be putting around some 60 to 70 crore of CapEx, which will be anyhow completed by, which I already pronounced, maybe in the first half of the next financial year. And based on this one, the CapEx for next year, it will be decided most probably by end of March. So in next quarter, we will be anyhow tell you exactly what the question of our question and where exactly we are pushing for next year CapEx.
So this 60 to 70 crores you're saying will complete only by the middle of this year.
It is at a fringe stage. Yeah. See, for example, if it is putting up a shoe mill, it takes nothing less than 9 to 12 months. But if it is putting up facilities for railways, it will be completed within 3 months. So it is at a phased manner. So entire CapEx plan completion maybe H1 of next year, but it will be completed segment-wise, it will be completed as a stage business. So results will start once that particular stage of completion is done.
I understand. So from a capitalization perspective, how much will get capitalized in March 18 out of the 60 to 70 crores?
That most probably, as of now, I am not having exact position. It looks around at least 30 to 40% on a rough average, it will get calculated.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from participants, I now hand over the floor back to the management for their closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for listening to us and giving you this opportunity.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.